Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit that job, get financial independence, and live the dream life by investing in real estate so you never, ever have to work a job again. And today, I'm super excited to share with you the secret to really almost just about anything in life and how you can use this as an investor. You can use this as a business owner, and you can even use this to make more money to provide for yourself and your family and not work at job. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. And it's great that you come back every week. Now, I've been putting out two podcasts every single week. And so if you have not gone back and listened, I've been putting out more like two podcast episodes every single week because I have so much content that I want to get out before RubeCon. RubeCon is literally 2 weeks away. I am so pumped up. I'm so excited. It's going to be just tremendous. I'm so excited. And with all these extra content, you know, podcasts that I'm putting out, it's because I have so many amazing friends that have their own podcasts that have been doing their own investing. I was like, man, I got to get this information out quickly. So all of you, for you listening, you can get this information to help you to invest. Now, I was talking to one of my friends. She's a fantastic investor. She has her own podcast, the Conscious Investor Podcast. She's a very awesome lady, like genuine giving type of person, just like I try to be and just like everybody else is coming to RubeCon. Well, we were talking about, man, how can we help people even more? How can we help them? Obviously, investing is really what we want them to learn and grow on, but what else can we share with them? And here's what I came up with, and this is the title, and I didn't intend it to be clickbaity, you know, like the secret to investing in life and all that sort of stuff. But it's a secret because most people don't even think like this. It's a secret because most people, they overlook this. They jump right to the money making. They jump right to the deals. They jump right to everything else other than this. Now, when I'm coaching my students, what I really do is I help them to realize this secret, and really it's a secret in life. And if you apply it all over the place in your life, you'll realize things start to change for you. Now, in this episode, I'm on her podcast. We're talking at her podcast, and I said, you know what? Let me use this for my show because it's such great things that we talk about that's going to help people overall. And in it, you're going to see how she and I have built our businesses. And it's absolutely amazing. But let me jump into the secret so that you can get it right away. So the absolute secret in life and business investing is people. That's literally it. You might be thinking, oh, Dustin, I know that. It's people. Well, let me give you a little bit more, I guess, a well-rounded understanding of what I mean by everything is about people. Now, real estate is not about properties. Business is not about products. Life is not about just having these memories. No, real estate investing is about people, not properties. Business is about people, not products. Life is about people, not experiences or memories or anything like that. The reason why I say this is because every transaction that you make in life, whether it's talking to somebody, whether it's buying a candy bar at a store, or buying your first property, your 10th property, 100th property, no matter what it is, it's all interactions with other people. That's really what it comes down to. Now, it might be a bank, you know, like a CEO of a bank that is foreclosed on a property, they have that. It's still another person. What I in my life have discovered, and I think you guys know I'm a Christian. Actually, what I call myself is a Christ follower. I literally read the Bible multiple times a day. I even read the Bible to my kids every single night when we go to bed. We call it family Bible time or family worship time, where we get together, sing songs, pray, read the Bible, and I explain it to them. With that, I have learned so much from the Bible. In fact, I know that the number one thing that we're supposed to, like the greatest commandment is loving God and loving others. Well, those are two people, you know, God and others. That's the number one greatest commandment. And also on top of that, what we are called to do in life is to consider others more important than ourselves. That's another person. Like, don't think so highly of yourself that you can't help or be there or learn from somebody else. But also, the principle that Jesus gives all of us is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, for me, I'm just like, all these things are about people. And then, as I've applied that into my life and into my businesses and life have gotten so much better. When I invest in people, not properties, of course, I buy properties, don't get me wrong, but when I invest in people, when I help people, when I try to see if, how is there a way I can create a win-win-win where everybody wins, not just me and you, but like our customers or our tenants, it's always about a person. I'll give you a quick example of what that's like. So if you're going to be buying a property, I do this with my students all the time. In fact, Charles is really good at this. I helped him to learn how to do this, and he's just phenomenal at it as well. With the coaching, William is another coach as well. They're great at people. So when you're investing, you're looking to buy a property, well, you don't go after the property and immediately dismiss the person. I know most people wouldn't necessarily do that, but some people do, and they just go after the deal. What's best for me? Well, instead, if you're going to go and you have somebody that wants to sell a house, it's a private seller, and they want to sell it to you, or they're talking to you about potentially selling it, what your goal is not to talk about the property or things about the money and all that sort of stuff. But what you want to first do, and very first thing, is understand the person selling. Ask them, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Great questions. Help me understand. Always a great question or a great thing to say. Help me understand this. And when you say, help me to understand what it is that you need in this sale. It might be that they're moving to another state. They need to sell it really, really quick because they need to buy their other property, and they're okay to not, you know, capture all the equity that they made and come to lower on the price. Or it could be this person is going through a divorce, like, oh, I hate my husband. I want to sell it. I want to, you know, sell it for less so he doesn't get as much. Well, that's what they need. Or it could be somebody that needs a big down payment because they need to buy, but they're willing to do a seller financing because they want extra money every single month. What it comes down to is we need to understand what the seller wants, or this person in this transaction wants. That is the secret to life. That's the secret to literally everything. How do I do unto others as I would do unto myself, number one, which you wouldn't want to be taken advantage of. If you're selling your house, you would not want to be ripped off. No, you would want somebody to understand what you need, how to help, and try to figure out how they can help you get what you want. And if they can do that and get what they want, then it's a win-win. So that is absolutely, and in this episode, you're going to hear my friend Julie Holly and myself. We're going to be talking all about how we can do this. And by going to events to meet other people is one of the best ways to start growing in our networking, in our businesses, getting people that want to invest with us, finding us deals, all this sort of stuff. And the reason why we're talking about this is because Julie and I, our businesses have changed dramatically, grown exponentially because we go to events and go to conferences. That's why I created RoopCon, was because it's so amazing meeting like-minded people who have literally intentionally said to themselves, I'm going to spend lots of money to go to a conference, spend lots of money to stay in the hotel, pay for food, even though like at RoopCon, we have meals for you and stuff like that. But I pay for the hotel, pay for the flight, stay at, and pay for the conference because I know that I'm serious about my investing. More than likely, you're not going to have very many people around you in your realm of influence that has the inclination to invest or even is doing it, or let alone willing to spend money to go to another place and learn about it. But for myself, I pay money to be around people who are serious about their investing. I pay money because I don't have a lot of people. Actually, let me take that back. I don't have anybody literally in from my church to going to the gym and everything like that. I don't have anybody around me that is at my level or even really doing what I'm doing with investing because it's not common. But what is common? There's people all over the country that do this. We just need to find each other. And yeah, obviously, I have RubeCon. And get your ticket. Get 10% off your ticket. Use the promo code podcast. And it's an annual event. So when you hear this next time, you know, if it's past the RubeCon, use podcast again. It's always going to give you 10% off. But now let's jump into today's show, where I'm going to share with you, my friend Julie Hawley and myself, our podcast that we recorded for her show, The Conscious Investor, so that you can learn and hopefully grow. And hopefully we will see you at RubeCon. She will be there at RubeCon with me, and you will be able to meet her. So get your ticket. Use that promo code podcast at RubeCon.com, and the link will be in the description. But let's jump in and listen in at my and Julie's conversation on how you can absolutely grow your income, grow your life, and grow everything by networking and working with other people at live events. All right, here we go.
Welcome back, Conscious Investor. Goodness, I don't have very many repeat guests, but I am so elated, like over the moon, excited to have Dustin Heiner, a good friend of mine, back on the show today. And Conscious Investor, we're going to talk about something that's actually different than investing specifically in real estate, but it is all about investing. And this conversation is really honestly a critical conversation for you in accelerating your growth and the timeline of you receiving all the things that you're supposed to be doing in this world and empowering, getting that, you know, like stamina and the power, the skills, abilities, everything like just leveled up. And so today, Dustin and I are going to be talking about investing in yourself because when we invest in ourselves, it has a direct correlation into all of the investments, tangible, real estate, and whatever else you hold in your investment portfolio. Before we dive into this episode, I just want to thank you. You are amazing. And I looked recently, I've been traveling a lot. And so I just happened to look, not my typical once a week, but I noticed that there are new ratings and reviews. And I am, again, so grateful for you taking time to do that. Now, remember, in recent episodes, I've been encouraging you to share the podcast. This is a time for us to grow. And let's be ambassadors. Let's just support other people who don't have access to this information. And, you know, I've been told this is a friendly stepping stone for a lot of people because we talk about mindset and we talk about investing. So, you know, choose the best episode as you are, you know, listening and someone is coming to mind, please, you know, take a moment, copy that link, put it in a message. I do this all the time. My friends know it. I'm always sending podcast episodes to people and it takes what? Less than 30 seconds to do this. So, and it shows so much care because they're like, oh my gosh, you remembered that this was a need of mine and you found a resource for me. And it really honestly really strengthens a lot of relationships in my life. And I think it will do the same for you. All right. And let's just dive into this episode. Dustin, I am so grateful to have you back on the show.
Hey, Julie, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a podcaster, but first and foremost, I'm an investor. But talking to other podcasters is so much fun because, you know, there's not many of us out there. And then on top of that, talking to somebody who puts on events, there's very, very few of us. And so I am super excited about your episode today because my businesses, not just my investments, but in all, like my businesses get so much better when I invest in myself, when I try to make sure that I am sharpening my own axe. If that analogy, like if you keep chopping down a tree with a dull axe, it's going to take forever. You're probably not even going to get it done. But if you take the time to sharpen the axe, then it's going to chop down even faster. And so for me, as I've grown in my businesses, it only comes from me growing myself and being around the right people that help me to, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room because I can't learn. And I know I'm not that smart. So it's great being around lots of other smart people, which then we all work together and help each other out. So I love this episode. And I'm actually going to put this on my podcast as well, the Master Passive Income Podcast. I'll just take the audio. We're going to put it on there, say, hey, this is great stuff. Julie and I are good friends. And we believe that you need all of us. So if you listen to this right now, You absolutely need.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. My new goal in my life, my first goal was to quit my job in 10 years. And I did that, accomplished that at 37. Now my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that. And how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
To be sharpening your axe, you absolutely need to be growing yourself so that you can become a better investor, a better business owner, and even just in life, you know, taking care of your family, being around for other people, supporting other people. So awesome. I love the topic of this episode, but thank you so much for having me on again.
I love it. And if you're watching on the YouTube channel, and if you haven't, just pop over there, so go to the YouTube channel, subscribe and all of that great stuff. But I love, and how am I not wearing the shirt you sent me? I can't believe it. I always wear this, but Dustin is wearing one of my favorite shirts on the planet, Successfully Unemployed. And that is a message that he has. And okay, so the reason I'm always transparent with you, Conscious Investor, but Dustin has an amazing event coming up and I'm participating in this event. I'm going to go there. I'm going to, you know, have a breakout session. I'm going to do a keynote presentation and I'm going to serve and support in powerful ways. But guess what? What's even better is not just me. It's like 45 other speakers. And I'm honestly more excited to go into their sessions and learn from them. But that was the reason, that was the impetus. Like, Dustin, we got to get the word out, because this is an extraordinary opportunity for the conscious investor and like-minded investors to come together and rally and support each other. So I could go on about why I love RubeCon, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, but I would love for you to just tell the conscious investor a little bit about what's going on with RubeCon.
Yeah. So RubeCon, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, came from me and my podcast and my coaching and my students wanting a meetup. And I thought, you know, that's a great idea. Let me see if I can do something. And then I started calling my friends, other people who had their own podcasts, their own YouTube channel, students and coaching and all that sort of stuff. And I said, let's plan something, or I want to plan something for all of us. We all want meetups for our own people, but it's too much work. How about I do all the work and we all bring our friends together and bring all of our students? And what happened was, the goal was not to sell anything. The goal was not to pitch anything. It's literally all about helping our audiences become better investors, and in turn, getting around other investors like-minded like us, who are givers, not takers, so that we can all help each other to become absolutely better investors. And the best thing about RubeCon is that it's all about community. It's all about, and it's not an event. It's not like a conference that, like, the end goal. The end goal is a community of like-minded investors helping each other out. Now, not just RubeCon in general, but the thought process. I want you listening to realize that when you help other people, it helps you in return. When you serve other people, when you give to other people, you get in return. And I found, even like myself in my own investing in all my businesses that I have, by starting something like this where I'm trying to serve people, not trying to take, like, you know, a lot of conferences for real estate investing, you'll walk into the main general session, you'll walk by this table in the back or a booth in the back, and you'll walk past it. You're like, what is that? And you kind of walk past and you don't worry, you go sit in your seat. But then it's all hype and all sales pitch from the stage. And then they say, normally it's $1 billion, but it's $1,000 a day. Run to the back and go give us all your money. This is not like that. In fact, Julie and I, the reason why I brought Julie on, I said, Julie, you have the same idea, same vision for helping people. Let's do that together. And so when we get around other people that are like-minded investors, everything from, let's say, multifamily investing, Airbnb, storage facilities, storage units, long-term investing, land investing. We literally invest in everything under sun, and it's for beginner, intermediate, and advanced, for all of us to help each other out. Like you said, Julie, I am so excited to learn from all the other expert speakers, 45 expert speakers, their own, you know, they have their own YouTube channels, their own podcasts, their own everything, and they're expert investors, but bringing us all together and bringing together hundreds and hundreds of awesome, like-minded investors that we all grow together. So that's really how it came about, how RubeCon came about. But the vision of RubeCon is giving and community.
Gosh, okay, conscious investor. You already know from hearing Dustin on a previous episode last year, but now you're hearing the same. There's a, you know, kindred spirit when it comes to the philosophy, perspective, outlook on how do we go about, you know, serving people, and that comes from a position of abundance. And you know, it's really easy to come from a position of abundance when, you know, you've got God backing you on things. It's like, oh, great, endless resources, you know. But all this to say is that was one of the things that really lured, like, drew me into this as you were describing RubeCon to me the first time that we met just on a call. And it was like, this is completely in line. In fact, it's very similar to the Conscious Investor Growth Day in the sense of it's not a standardized cookie cutter real estate investing experience. You know, like at the Growth Day, we went through health mindset and then wealth, because that's our philosophy on this. And then to go into the RubeCon setting and to say, no, we don't just have to look at a single investment class. Now, you know, I'm sold out. Like my company's Heart and Soul is sold out on providing high quality residences for people. But that's only because we've put the blinders on. We've chosen to say, this is who we want to serve intentionally, and we want to do extraordinarily well for our investors and for the residents and communities. But that doesn't mean that self-storage isn't great, or land isn't great, or short-term rentals aren't great, or there are so many ways we can invest in real estate. In fact, sometimes you hear me say that Steve, my husband, and he invests in a different way. It's complementary. Just like we have a diversified investment portfolio that may include, you know, REIT, stocks, bonds, real estate, crypto, all of that. I'm throwing a lot of stuff in there. I'm not saying I agree with all of these things. I'm just saying a diversified investment portfolio. When we look at the real estate portion of that, we might want to have a diverse real estate investment portfolio. This is a space where you can go and you can not be told this is the one way and the only way, but here are different ways and here are people that you can connect with. And I think the best part, Dustin, about this, like one of my favorite parts is that the speakers aren't people that, okay, the speakers are extraordinarily successful people. I'm just blown away by the caliber and the level of success of the speaker lineup, but they're approachable. And although they've had tremendous success, just like you, they are also willing to like take time to talk with you. So you're not going to feel this chasm of, oh, they're up there, I'm down here. They're up there and I'm at the beginning. Or they're up there and that's where I want to be and I'm getting there. I just need to fine tune it, but I don't know if I should go and talk to them. So this is really bridging that gap between where you want to go and giving you direct access to be able to talk to people.
With that, and I wholeheartedly agree, what you'll find, and I guess this was my experience, and a lot of people have may or may not gone to conferences or events like this in general, just a business type event. My experience with going to events, my first conferences that I went to was for my job. And I worked at the local county government in California. They sent me to like, you know, things for my job. It was so horrible. It was government employees. And I didn't care about any of that stuff. And I would go to the breakout sessions, just listen to them, barely go to the keynotes, maybe. And then go back to my room because I was like, these people are so boring. I want to invest in real estate. I want to do something. It wasn't very good. In fact, I thought, man, I hate conferences. They're so horrible. But I got talked into going to my first business conference when I was quitting my job. I was like, well, more than likely, I need to be around people. I didn't know this for sure. Like I didn't have a podcast like you and I trying to encourage people to do this. I said, let me just try it. So in 2017, I went to my first conference and my goodness, I was blown away because I was around like-minded people because I was a real estate investor working a job. And I call it a JOB, a just over broke job, until you get successfully unemployed. But with that, I would now see this new vision of how I approached conferences. At first, it was just, oh, it's just the content. That's what I go and learn, because that's what I go to the conference for. But I realized that the content is great. Don't get me wrong. That's absolutely great, but it's all recorded. Like at RubeCon, we record all the sessions. So if you miss one, don't worry about that. It's literally recorded. Go ahead and watch it later. If you're in a conversation with somebody, and this is what I've found been so important about conferences and events, is when you're in a conversation with somebody, I've learned so much more in those conversations than at breakout sessions. Don't get me wrong. I learn a ton at the breakout sessions, but I learn so much more when I say, this is what I'm doing. And they say, this is what I'm doing. I say, well, you're doing that. Have you thought about this? And then they do the same thing. Well, if you're doing that, have you thought about this? And it's the community aspect, the networking aspect. And so honestly, from 2017, going to my first conference for my own businesses, and then literally every single year, other than 2020, which was a rather weird. Oh, I will say in February 2020, I crashed a conference. It's called Lobby Crashing for the conference. And I didn't pay. It was like $1,500 for a ticket. I didn't pay for it, but I would crash the lobby. And I literally was able to meet a lot of people. I didn't get the full experience, but it was close. And I said, I'm just going to go stop in and see if I can do it. But with that, it's the community, it's a networking. So literally every single year after 2017, there are conferences I literally don't miss because it's a reunion. Everybody like, oh, hey, see, good to see you again. At the same time, my business is literally like, it's not just kind of grow incrementally. It literally expounds and expands so much because of being around like-minded people. Julie, what's your experience with events and conferences and that community aspect and connecting with other people?
It's the game changer. I went to my first conference for real estate in 2019, a couple of years after you. I went with the idea that you had described previously, right? So my idea was I come from background in education and real estate, but real estate sales. And so, oh, you're getting your continuing ed unit. So you just have to go sit through this class and you're just checking the box. And that was my experience. It wasn't, I'm going, or you'd go to an event because you want to go and see the vendors that are available who have maybe products, services, and ideas that they can sell you, right? So it's just this hub. When I went to my very first event in 2019, I was going because I knew I wanted to go into syndication, and I knew I wanted to, I knew it wasn't optional to ever lose money for investors, not for me, not for my sleep at night policy and for my heart. I could not manage that at all. And so I was like, we dropped a nice chunk of change and flew ourselves down to Dallas, Texas and went to an event. And it was kind of like sitting in a classroom, and it was very much salesy. I mean, that was like sales, super high sales. Every other between people, they were selling you onto their program type thing. However, one of the biggest things that I walked away with, one, I needed to go get that like sit in class kind of experience, because honestly, that was the best foundation I could have gotten for syndication, hands down. Now, afterwards, you step out of the room or you're in line for coffee or something like that. Before, after, all the other parts, the people I met, and I was just getting ready to launch a podcast, I met Capital Hackers, and I was talking with them and getting information on how to go about starting a podcast. I met people that I had already done business with in person for the first time, and that deepened that relationship so much further. In fact, they're still in my life, still in my sphere, still people I refer other people to, people that I work with still, you know. So it's just a matter of like really getting to meet and collaborate with people. So I want to go to the second event that I ever went to. And Conscious Investor, you've heard me mention this before, but the second event I went to, there was someone I had become friends with, and I knew I wanted to meet that person specifically, and I wanted to meet their real estate investing team specifically. Honestly, at the time, I wanted to like find my way onto their team. And so I asked the team, I said, hey, what events are you guys looking at for the next 6 months? And they pointed me to an event, January of 2020. I went to that event, completely different experience. And it was everything that I needed. It was like, whoa, I've got syndication, I've got mindset, and this abundance and the people, the energy, everything about it. So when you go to multiple conferences, you get to see some of the differences and the nuances, and they all serve you. But I started finding my tribe even more. And now those are business partners, not the one I went to meet actually, but I ended up joining a mentorship program later, choosing that, like, nope, this is where I belong. These are my people. And even today, I just got back from a trip with partners because we're in that same ecosystem. So going to events allows you to meet all the your future partners or the experts that you need, or even just friends. Like, we need shoulder to shoulder people in our life. And I love that RubeCon isn't about sales. I love that it's about, how do we serve you? How can we pour into you? How do we help you take that next step?
Yeah. And thinking of getting around the right people, if you go to other conferences, not all the time, but a lot of the time, if you go to listen to a speaker, you can't even talk to those speakers. You know, like, they get put in the back room, they get away from everybody. So I wanted my conference and my event to be completely different than that. A lot of times they fly in, speakers fly in, they give their 45-minute talk, and they fly right back out. That's just literally what it is. And you don't even get to talk to them, or they're hit off in a room. My conference is not that. I'm basically bringing all my friends together for all of us to hang out, and you're hanging out with us. And so they're literally there all 3 days as well, and taking part. Just like you said, Julie, you're going to go to other people's sessions. I do too. I love going and learning and meeting other people. Now, I want to give everybody listening practical ways to actively make the most out of going to an event, going to a conference and something like this. So first and foremost, if you're an extrovert like Julie and myself, oh my goodness, you're like, this is heaven. I'm so excited. There's so many people to talk to. At least it seems like, Julie, you might not be an extrovert, but I am definitely an extrovert. Are you an extrovert?
I am, but my husband is not. And so these events are really interesting for both of us. We have different strategies. So I'm looking forward to hearing yours, and maybe I'll add a couple things that I've learned.
Totally. So I'll give you an example of two different personalities, my brother and myself. He's a little bit older than I am. And so we went to an event. I love online business and podcasting and stuff like that. So we went to an event, Pat Flynn's event. He had one conference. He's a online business guy. And we went to his event. My brother was really excited to go. And I have a lot of experience going to other conferences. And I was like, yes, I want to go with you. And I want to be there to help you, because he is a complete introvert, like the complete opposite of me. If you think of, okay, Dustin's high energy, high excitement, all that sort of stuff. My brother is opposite, completely opposite. Super fun guy. Don't get me wrong. He's very awesome. But getting out of the house, that takes a lot for him to do it. So he went to that conference, and I told him as we were going to the conference, I said, okay, buddy, this is what we need to do. You need to shut off that introvert brain of yours. It's going to be so hard to do, but you literally are paying lots of money. You know, it's very, very valuable, and you know, it's actually going to be helpful for you and your business. As best as you can, shut that part down. Just like sometimes me being an extrovert, I have to shut down that extrovert where I need to taper it back down so I don't push people too much. I need to do that as well. Like, we both need to learn that our superpowers can actually be hindrances and how to go around that. So what I did is I told him, stick with me. Don't go to your room. Like, literally, even if you just have to stand there and just not say a word and just in your brain thinking, I wish I was someplace else, just stand there. Eventually, you're going to get out of that, and you're going to have a conversation with somebody. It's going to blow your mind. And so he grabbed onto me being the extrovert. The first night, he went home or been back to the hotel. He's like, I can't do it. I can't. But the second two nights, because I helped him the first day, second day, and eventually the third day, he started not necessarily blossoming, but he realized, I need to put that aside. I need to force myself to do it. He did that. And now, because of him saying, grab onto me and say, okay, I will go along with you. Now, I'll get to, if you don't have somebody like that, I'll get to how you can find somebody like that. But if you do that, you will find that you have somebody that's like-minded with you, helping you out. But at the same time with that, you're going to get out of your comfort zone. His business literally exploded. I can get into exactly what we did and who we talked to and all that sort of stuff, but I don't need to. The biggest thing is, as an extrovert, I need to shut it down sometimes where I need to be somewhat of an introvert because I can't, it's not the right time or place. Same thing with introverts. There are times, like I said, hey, my brother's name's Sky. You know, Sky and Dustin is kind of, my mom was a little interesting with names. But I said, Sky, when you get home after this conference, That's when you lock the door for literally 10 weeks after that. Like you have freedom. You know, he has financial freedom. You can do that. But do that then. Right now, literally make it, muscle through it. It's getting out of your comfort zone is what makes us better, makes us stronger. And now it's been tremendous. Now, quick thing, because I definitely want to hear how you and your husband do it. Quick thing for how to find somebody. It's literally, as if you're an introvert, getting out and literally looking for the people that are always smiling, always talking, and always bouncing from person to person. Like that's the type of person you need to beeline towards. That person, start a conversation with them. If you guys mesh personality wise, then just say, hey, where are you going right now? You know, like literally put yourself out there. It's going to be hard, but put yourself out there and say, hey, do you want to go to lunch? Like invite that one person, because more than likely introverts are good with one-on-one person, you know, one-on-one communication. Invite them to lunch so you can get a little closer to them. Same thing that happened to me, happened to my brother. That's my suggestion, is grab onto somebody. Now, if you're an extrovert, be okay to grab on an introvert and help them with you. In fact, my keynote that I'm going to be giving at RubeCon, the opening keynote, I'm going to be talking, we're all in this together. And the theme of the entire conference is stronger together. When we're together, we're going to be even stronger. And so I, as an extrovert, if you see me walking down the hallways, grab me, say, Dustin, I'm nervous. Hey, come with me. I will introduce you to lots of people. So that's what I suggest, is if you're an extrovert, introvert, there are different times and places, but shut those things down and make it appropriate for each event and conference. So how do you and your husband do it, Julie?
Yeah. So he always says that introverts need extroverts to adopt them. And so
I love that. They absolutely do.
So and I like how you're describing it, because it's almost like a reverse adoption, and, you know, like, oh no, from the introvert, you know. And I understand for a lot of introverts that takes a lot of courage and it's really uncomfortable, but everything we want is on the other side of discomfort. It's like, well, we're at the event. So, you know, we're not there to be comfortable. We're on the field playing. We're on the field to learn and grow and support each other. So oftentimes what ends up happening is, I find people and I'm talking and he's with me. He's my introvert side, like you're describing, like, you know, kind of going along. And then I'll leave the conversation and they're left talking and I'll leave, and then I'll go around, and sometimes he'll come up to me to wherever I'm at and rejoin a conversation there. But usually it comes up, we call it the butterfly. She just comes back to the table wherever he's perched and standing. But what's interesting is that inevitably he ends up having very rich, meaningful conversations and really gets to know people, which is the power of an introvert, you know, in these situations. And so it's such a blessing. And if you can go, if you have a partner and you guys are opposite ends of things, you know, like Dustin and Sky, like Steve and Julie, it's actually a benefit, because you can really divide and conquer in a different capacity to get to know people in different ways.
Quickly add too, keep going to your train of thought, but you're 100% right. I didn't mention this, but introverts are really good at, like I said, you know, one-on-one, and really good at getting deeper. And that's why I love introverts. And so I have to turn on an introvert side. Me, I just want to bounce around, but I have to turn that on where I stop and say, okay, I can't go talk to this person because I need to get this conversation. I need to get deep in this conversation because it's what I need to do, not what I want to do. I want to go over there. I want, like, hey, it looks great over there. But no, I don't. I shut that off so I can get deep into that conversation. We just need to be very adapted to everything in each conversation we be with. Or, you know, we're talking to one person, we need to be fully present in that conversation. If we need to move on, then we need to move on, like an extrovert. You know, introvert, completely into that conversation. Extrovert, it might be time to move on and find somebody else.
I love that. And it just reminds me of the importance of, it's so critical to have a heightened level of self-awareness. Which really leads into one of the skills that I've learned over the years of attending many conferences and investing in those conferences. Every conference I invest in, I walk away with something that helps my business. I walk away with potential new investors. I walk away with potential new coaching clients. I walk away better, and I know that I've left something better behind. I know it's just been a very healthy exchange. And so, I mean, going to events is definitely transformative. It's like collapsing the timelines. I always say, if I want to go and I want to force growth in my life, then I need to go to an event. But when you go to an event, you need to be thinking, what am I here to do? What is it that at the end of this event? So when I went to my first couple of events, I didn't have that thinking. It wasn't really crystal clear. It was like, I don't even know. I just need to come. You might be at that point. That's a great point to be at. We have to have our starting point. And then over the years, I have come to the realization of, okay, at this time, I need to learn this for my business. I need to find these type of partners, whatever that partnership would look like. You know, maybe they're coming in as a limited partner or as a, who knows? It's like, I'm very clear as to what my gaps are before I'm headed into that conference. And I've chosen that conference very intentionally because I believe I will find the missing link in that conference, and then maintaining an open mind also to receive all the missing links that you don't even realize that you have.
I agree with that. Now, let me ask you, because I have my perspective, and I'll quickly share. A lot of people think they get kind of hung up on the cost of going to a conference, because when you're thinking about buying a ticket, flying, if it's someplace else, usually they're not really, really close to you. It's really hard to always find someone really something really close to you. But then investing, like instead of thinking it's a cost, think of it as an investment. And if you like, I coach a lot of people how to invest in real estate. And a lot of times you get the question like, oh man, it costs a lot for coaching. I'm like, well, is it really? I mean, a couple thousand dollars. I mean, is it really? You went to college. How much did you spend on college? That was like $100,000. Think about that. So if you're investing in yourself, you're going to go to college. At least that's what most people do. We invest in ourselves, go to college so we can hopefully get a piece of paper, but at the same time, lots of experience, lots of education, networking as well. But if you go to a conference, what you might spend $1,000, $2,000, something like that, flying and hotels and all sorts, and the ticket as well. But that, for me, I learn so much more and get so much more in my business, like just from networking to getting finding other people to invest with by going to conferences than I did ever in college. Like all that money spent in college, don't get me wrong, it was worthwhile. I've grown a ton from college, but that was thousands and thousands, like, I don't know, $40,000, $50,000. When I went to a conference, like $2,000. I'm like, I grew so much more in those. So what are your thoughts about the expense? Because that is something that's kind of a barrier, but I love to say it's an investment, just like you're investing in yourself. You want to invest in your properties. You want to invest in your businesses. You have to invest in yourself and keep sharpening that axe.
Oh, okay. So I used to be on the looking at the money and there's not enough money and how am I going to make this, you know, like, is this really worth it? And Steve would say the same thing. In fact, I didn't go to a conference that I really wanted to go. And so I missed it. Magic happened there. I know, because I was acquainted with people there and I just like, I will not miss the next conference. Because I saw what happened. I saw partnerships form. I saw deals get done. I saw so much take place. And conscious investor, you know, I break bread with people. My partners are people, if they're on the active side, I'm limited partners. I don't always have the luxury of breaking bread with, but I do when I meet them at events. And I always break bread with my, you know, active partners. And so this is that time to actually close that gap. And so the liability of not going to events and not investing in that is substantial, because you go, you see how people are carrying themselves, you see their energy, you see how they communicate with others, and they get to see how you are to make sure that you're in the right fit. But the when it comes to the money, we can generate, we can spawn, as my son would say, we can spawn in more money. We can we can do all sorts of things. There's money's not an issue. So we have to go into what is my thinking about the money? Why is my thinking clouding and distorting my perception of this? And what is the cost of me not going? Who am I not meeting because I'm not putting myself at that table? So I have a high budget for events and conferences because I want to put myself at the right table. Highly recommend going VIP. VIP puts you at a table with people who are also deeply committed. They're deeply committed because wherever we put our money shows a level of commitment in our life. It's like, oh, I'm willing to pay more for this because I value this. And so if you want to really even like shrink the pool a little bit more, go into the VIP space, because now you're not just around the same like-minded people, but you're around people who are deeply committed to that process.
I 100% agree with that. And you can get into certain rooms And if going in certain rooms, you're going to have people that have the basic pass and people that have they've paid enough to get in there, which is great. That's so much better than not even showing up. But you can also pay a little bit more for the VIP. And well, I'll tell you how I view it. The reason why I always buy the VIP pass is because, like you said, it puts me in the room with the speakers, number one. I want to be around the speakers. These speakers know what they're doing. I want to be around them. But the other people, the other investors, the other business owners, these amazing people who are also realizing I need to put a little extra to get around awesome people as well. They are the type of people you want to be around because they see the value. They see how amazing it is to be around like the cream of the crop, the people that are putting the most effort into it. I mean, if you're already spending money to fly there, get a hotel, might as well spend a couple hundred extra bucks to get in the VIP. You usually get like a mix. Well, at my conference, we get a mixer that you get to be around everybody and you get a lunch as well. And plus there's networking on top of that, but you get more for it, but you get in the room. That's the best thing. You get in the room with the higher caliber players in whatever game you're playing, because what happens is when you're around them, they're going to look at you as, oh, you fit in here. And there's, you can either work your way into this room. I can't, there was somebody says this, some famous person said, you can either work your way into the room or you can pay your way into the room. Now, if you work your way in the room, it's going to take a lot of time and effort and work. But think about it. The most expensive commodity anybody would ever spend and you cannot make any more of is not money, it's time. And so you can work your tail off for years and years and years, eventually get into that room. That could be good, but how much time did that take? And then how about if you actually just spent the money and then fast-tracked it to where now you are actively investing? Let's say you go to and you start talking to Julie. You say, well, Jelly, you know, I like what you're doing, but I could try to do it on my own. You know, investing in syndication or something they try to do on their own. It takes them 10 years to do it. Might be faster, but let's just say it takes a long time. Instead, just start working with her and putting your money with her and start working with her. Then you start making money. Same thing like if somebody wants coaching with me. I love fast tracking my students. Like my students, it took me about 8 years to be able to quit my job by investing in real estate, become successful and unemployed. My students are doing like 2 and 3 years. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so amazing because you can either pay with your time or your money. My suggestion, money, if you go out about it with a scarcity mindset, then you're like, oh, I can't spend this money. I need this money. No. You can always make more. You could spawn more, as your son says. You can always make more money because the money is not the commodity that you need to be caring about. The caring of for me is my time and how much time I can get back. When I quit my job at 37 years old, I was like, praise the Lord. I would normally have to work 30 more years of my life to like 67 to be able to quit. And now I literally have those 30 years back. So I suggest, number one, go into the conference. That puts you in the proximity of everybody. You're getting in the room, but then at the same time, if you pay just a little bit more, it's smart. At least I suggest that. Get around everybody else. So 100% agree with that.
I love it. I have to wrap this up real fast here. But Conscious Investor, I would love to see you. All the details are down in the show notes. There will be a promo code in there. We'll probably put Dustin's and my promo code in there so that you can, you know, save on, you know, whatever investment you're moving forward with. But carry this information forward into any event that you are looking at. This is really important that you are traveling and making time in your budget and time in your schedule to go and attend events where you know you're going to be leveled up. Dustin, I appreciate you. I'm so excited about RubeCon and it's going to be absolutely amazing. And the first time that we get to meet in person.
I am super excited and it will be absolutely fantastic, Julie. So thank you so much for having me on the show. Everybody use the promo code Julie. You'll get 10% off of the ticket. We want to see you there. And every single year, we're going to be doing this conference over and over again. We just love helping people. So go to RubeCon.com, RewbCon.com. It'll be in the description, but use promo code Julie. We want to know you're part of her community. But thank you so much, Julie, for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, Dustin. And Conscious Investor, until next time, live big, love bigger, and do great things.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.